This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And we are joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Class Financial. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm thawing out in here slowly. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're only going to it's 61 in there right now, so you're not.
Well, sounds better than outside.
That is true. I've heard it's chilly out there this morning. So it's great to see both of you, and we are going to be talking about living the good life in retirement and the importance of course, planning and thinking about things like future expenses and those kind of things. Of course, as we do this show, it's a weekly conversation with CJ and Malia, and you are included. Love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. It is a fantastic website. A lot of information about Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the program during the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Speaking of other cool things we do on the show, each and every week you guys do the Klaus Quiz Question Week. I have a fantastic prize again this week, a $25 gift card for, my favorite place, Portillo's, which that'll go a long way there as well.
You ordered the salads, right?
Yeah,
just the salad.
Yeah, you know me, Malia, yes. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, just listen closely to the show. Typically, the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only do the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of listeners last week, and we had someone call in with some great information as well. So thanks to all that called in. Our question last week was, looking at historical data, the average home value has increased by how much? We asked, was it 1.5% or 10%? And Gary from DeForest, congratulations to him. He correctly answered the question. After accounting for inflation historically, believe it or not, the average home has risen by just 1.5% per year. So think about that before you start flipping those homes and accumulating too much real estate.
Really interesting. That was a great show, and all of them have been fantastic over the years. You can always go back and listen to previous shows, podcasts, right at klausfinancial.com. So we're going to talk this week about, so you're in retirement, and of course we're always talking about helping people have the best retirement. Now, for people that are in retirement, though, when it comes to bigger expenses and future expenses, especially if you don't have those traditional paychecks coming in the door, how do you help people plan for that type of scenario?
Yeah, this is an important topic. As we think to the future, or I should say as retirees think to the future, there starts to be this fear that can crop up, which is, hey, I'm used to 30, 40 years of a certain way of generating income that now is going to suddenly change. And sometimes even funding vacations or funding big expenses like replacing the roof were done through a bonus that was received by a spouse throughout the year. And so now this suddenly changes, right? And how are we going to cover those elements in retirement when we don't have the bonus that's going to come in? Or if it is a bonus, it comes in the form of a larger 401k distribution.
Yes.
And so this is an important topic to consider as you head into retirement. How will we fund both our normal living expenses and secondarily our larger one-time expenses that might come about? So we're going to cover a couple of those. Let's begin with, we would encourage you that as you head into retirement, that you don't try to change a 40-year habit. And what we mean by this is you're used to getting an income stream every 2 weeks or every month. We would suggest don't change that. Many people come in and they say, hey, I'm just going to leave $50,000 in my savings account and I'll use that for the next year, and then I'll make a one-time distribution from my 401k to refill the savings account, and then I'll live off of that for the next year because I figured out I need $50,000 per year. The problem is about 6 months into the year, they go, I don't know what happened, but I'm out, right? Because you're not used to that. You're trying to break a 40-year habit. Don't do that. So instead, just create a systematic distribution. Maybe it's just every 2 weeks, just like you were used to doing when you were working. It actually helps you with budgeting, doesn't it? Because if you spend too much, you recognize that early on instead of recognizing when it's too late. So step number one, be careful trying to break 40-year habits or 30-year habits, whatever it might be. Consider creating your normal income through portfolio distributions. However, then when you think about the larger expenses, here's some things to consider. Number one, identify the goal. Clearly identify what the goal is, how much money you need to realize that goal, and how many years you might have until you actually need that money, and is it realistic? Because when you're in retirement, if you say, I have a goal of, we're going to take a trip to Hawaii, and it's going to be a great one, and it'll cost $10,000, well, kind of like you used to do when you were working, you're going to need to set aside some of the income from your portfolio that's coming in to save up for that. Too many people think to themselves, when I get there, I'll just call my financial advisor and we'll take out the $10,000 or $20,000 I need at that time.
They call CJ.
They call me. I'm telling you, don't do that.
I say no. He says, okay.
Yeah, don't do that. Because what it can create is taxability, adjusted gross income issues. It can create Medicare premium increases, Social Security taxability increases. So you don't typically want to spring this on your advisor, or if you don't have an advisor, because some people go, I do this on my own, don't spring it on yourself. Your accountant will yell at you at the end of the year. The second thing to consider is creating a sinking fund. Malia and I have become, as the longer we've been in this business, huge fans for retirees of sinking fund. A sinking fund is very basic, by the way. Money comes in, you take a couple hundred bucks, whatever the dollar amount is per month, you set it into this separate savings account that literally is nicknamed future vehicle purchase or vacation fund or replacing the roof fund, right? Mm-hmm. And it's sinking because what it does is it goes up over the course of 2 or 3 years and then it sinks to zero. The goal is not to maintain large balances over large periods of time. It's to raise cash and then to sink it. By the way, don't try to be a genius. We have this all the time where people say, oh, I get it, but I'm going to put that in the stock market. Don't do that. Listen, if you know anything about the stock market, you need about 5 to 7 years minimum. So don't try to play games here. If it's short-term cash, leave it in short-term cash and don't take on that risk. And then finally, as it relates to all of this, when you're in retirement, avoid debt. So we've talked a lot about debt on this show, but the final consideration is for these large expenses, what people will do is they'll go, I didn't really plan for it, whether it was a vehicle or the roof needed replacing. So I guess I'll just take on debt. And unfortunately, you go from this, you know, cash is king lifestyle in retirement where you have no debt to suddenly I'm taking back on debt again in retirement because I didn't plan for those future one-time expenses.
Can we get a Dave Ramsey impression from you, CJ, on debt? What does he say? Debt is dumb is his
life. Debt is dumb. It's, I think he says debt steals your wealth creation tool, which is your income. Yes, I'm a Dave Ramsey nut. I teach Financial Peace University. It's great.
But. Oh, very, very cool. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a penny. Telephone number 442-5637. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here. 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, by the way. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are an employer as well, different divisions at Kloss Financial. You can get more information online, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So talked in that last segment a little bit about lifestyle and thinking about big expenses. Are there some areas that when you move into retirement that you overlook some of those common areas that you may think you might not even think about when you're in retirement.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of them. Yeah. So hopefully we're going to highlight some of those today. But I just wanted to a couple things point out is that when we're talking about future large expenses, it could be the purchase of a car, because ultimately, you know, we laugh when people say, I'm buying my last car, I'm retiring. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to see about two or three more of those probably in your long retirement. But what we hear is our clients come in and say, I want to help pay for the college tuition of my grandchild, or I want to help with a wedding expense of my grandchild. And those are things that, again, we can plan for if we know what your heart says. So those are the types of things. Now, obviously, emergencies happen. You know, things happen to the roof all of a sudden. You got to get it replaced. But what we do find is that not everything's an emergency. We see people just kind of stack these things and don't get to them, right? They knew that they had to replace the windows. They knew they needed a new driveway. They knew they needed new appliances. They wait, and suddenly they don't have that income coming in, and everything just piles up. So I have to say there is some advanced planning that can help you versus just, okay, I got to suck up to all these different expenses at the same time. So back to the topic being what can we do in retirement? And, you know, yes, it's true. When we go into retirement, we generally spend less money. As CJ said, habits. If you were a spender, you're probably still a spender when you go into retirement. If you're a saver, you're probably still a saver. But it's true. Generally, retirees spend less than the people who are still working. The average retired household has 22% lower costs than the average working household. And they spend $14,000 less per year, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Again, these are averages, but the average is about 22% lower in cost. So the key areas of retirement spending, just like our working days, include housing, transportation, food, entertainment, clothing, and, of course, the one we don't like to talk about is the health care costs. So housing costs generally is your biggest annual expense. About 80% of retirees own their own home, and the majority have paid off their mortgage. But there are about 20% still paying rent and still paying in a mortgage. So that's what we want to be careful of as we segue into retirement, that we are not taking on more debt. Or, you know, someone says, I want to sell my house and take on a $200,000 mortgage. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Transportation costs generally are declining. We do hear people say, we're going to bring it down from 3 cars to 2 or 2 cars to 1. I'm not going to recommend that. I don't see a lot of spousal happiness sometimes when we move down to the 1 car too fast. But you do save some money. You're not going to work every day spending all that money on gas. Food costs, those generally go down because people tend to spend more time cooking at home and they tend to have healthier lifestyles. Clothing costs, again, people are not going out and buying the suits anymore, or maybe the nicer clothing. They're just hanging out in their casual clothes. Entertainment costs, those tend to go down, but I would say those fluctuate. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe now I can finally, you know, take that extra trip I wanted to do. One point, though, is as you approach your 50s, you start seeing all these discounts available, which are pretty cool. Some of our clients are able to buy, after you turn age 62 or 65, the national park and pass. It's like $65 for life, or some incredibly cheap cost. So those are things to look forward to as you get older. And then finally, retirement savings. You're no longer putting money into retirement savings if, in fact, you no longer have earned income. Now, maybe you are working part-time and you still want to stash some away into an IRA. That's fine. But the level that you've been, your financial advisor's been hounding you to put away every year, they're going to finally stop with that and give you the opportunity to maybe use some of your disposable income or take care of some of those larger costs we discussed.
Sounds like a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Aren't you ready?
Yes, I am. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Going to do another segment, which means we've got time to get you on the air. If you have questions for Malia, Malia and CJ. They'd love to answer them for you. I'd love to talk with you. Pick up the phone with this call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment. It's complimented. Not going to cost you a thing. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to remember that because coming up the next segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk, you heard Malia touch on healthcare expenses. We'll break down some of the advice and some of the guidance from our friends at Klaus Financial. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our friends from Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Telephone number, if you have questions, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Joined by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. In that last segment, healthcare came up, and I've got to assume that the biggest unknown in retirement would be the expense of healthcare.
Yeah. So Malia just went through that the average retiree actually spends 22% less, or $14,000 a year on average. Mm-hmm. But then she was kind of going through each segment of transportation, food, clothing, and most of these areas on average fall. Now, as Malia and I will attest, it depends on the phase of retirement.
Sure.
Sometimes right away when you retire, your entertainment costs or travel costs go up. But then on the kind of spectrum of retirement, it comes down because eventually you just don't have the energy or desire to do those things as much. But there is one category that pretty consistently goes up, and that would be healthcare expenses, whether it be related to long-term care, in-home care services. We have clients that do Meals on Wheels. We have clients that need transportation help. We have clients that need some independent care where specialists might come in and check on them. This is the category where expenses tend to go up. So, one area where expenses could go up is in the form of Medicare. So there's Part A, which is no cost, Part B, which costs the average American about $144 a month. But depending upon your income, that number could be higher. Your supplement costs, because most people get a supplement to cover the gap of what A and B and prescriptions don't, those costs tend to go up. As a matter of fact, if we were to open up the lines right now to just seniors who have seen increases in their Medicare supplements, I'll bet the lines would go crazy. We're not doing that. It's the end of the show. We're not doing that. But yes, it is true that every year those incremental costs go up. But unfortunately, that's not even the main category of increase. The main category of increase happens at the very tail end of life in nursing home care. And I shouldn't even say nursing home. This could be in-home care. This could be independent living in a facility that transitions you throughout life. Or this could be, nursing home care or round-the-clock Alzheimer's unit care. The point is that in the last 5-8 years of life, there tends to be this significant spike up in healthcare costs. And so our submission to everybody, whether you're a little bit younger and have parents that are aging, or whether you're getting closer to retirement, is to start really thinking about, how am I going to address that topic? Mm-hmm. Am I going to address it by putting my head in the sand, which a lot of people do, put my head in the sand and then just like, hey, if I run out of money, Medicaid will cover. That's an option. By the way, that's probably the default option of most Americans. Am I going to buy a long-term care insurance policy? That's an option, but it could be expensive. Or am I going to set aside funds, ahead of time that will be designated for that? There are ways to address this, but just most Americans, unfortunately, refuse to address it. And final category is, how are your kids going to pay for your funeral when you die? So again, not a massive expense necessarily, maybe $10,000 to $30,000, depending upon how you want to have a service. But that can be a really nice thing to say, I'm going to buy a small policy or work with a funeral home to prepay my expenses, whatever it might be, so that, God forbid, you run out of money in a nursing home and you die, your kids go, there's nothing left except for, oh, thanks you to mom and dad, mom or dad who passed away, because there's 30 grand to just cover these expenses. It's quite common that we have this situation of mom and dad ran out of money. There's nothing planned for the funeral. We want to honor them, but this is $20,000 we don't have, right? So some things to be thinking about as you plan for retirement and a long life in retirement.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. The website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Claus Financial on the website. Also, you can submit a question to be answered here on air in the Money in Motion listener question corner. And Terry wrote in with the following question. He says, as I plan for my retirement in the next 3 years, how should I best pay for replacing appliances and getting big house expenses completed, like getting a new driveway or windows? Very good question.
Thanks for the question, Terry. A very good one. So you indicated in your question that as you prepare for retirement in the next 3 years, so I'm assuming Terry is not yet retired, which is great. So what I'd say
to
you, Terry,
time to work
exactly,
with.
We've got some time to work with, Terry. So Malia kind of hinted at this earlier. What happens is we're busy, 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 right? And then we get to retirement. It's like, finally, I have some time to address household items. By the way, in an iteration, this is me, because whenever I have a vacation and we're like at home for a couple days, I'm like, finally, I have some time to think about all the things I want to do in the house. And yet this can be problematic when it comes to how are we going to fund these things, because this stuff usually costs money. And so, Terry, our suggestion to you to answer your question directly is, why don't you consider creating one of those sinking funds we talked about and start saving some money off to the side, or even doing those things now while you have extra discretionary income to upgrade the appliances, to replace the windows, or to start saving for them. If you're not able to get all of those things either done or funded, Terry, we would just suggest then that you kind of listen to this show, and as you establish retirement income, create other sinking funds for all the things you want to do, and don't do it all at once. This is what we want to do, right? I'm in retirement. I've got time. I'm going to knock out the 12 things I wanted to do. But, you know, $100,000 later out of your 401k and some excess tax, and you're going, what have I done? So do it sequentially and consider getting them done before you retire.
It's great to have that plan and start thinking about this stuff. Now, really good advice, as always. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Mention the website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it's now time for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, Claus will give you a $25 gift card for Portillo's. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, how much less in living expenses does the average retired household have than working households? Is it 50% or 22%? Telephone number, 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Portillo's. Don't forget as well that it's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus. Again, that number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great to see both of you. Enjoy the day.
Thanks.
Dr. Hemkes comes your way next here, 1310 WIBA.